有这么好的诗歌和擘饼聚会。
Praise the Lord that we have such great hymn and breaking of bread meeting this morning.
虽然我们从来没有人见过他。
Although we never seen him before.
但是我们都爱他。
But we all love him.
虽然我们现在眼睛看不见他。
Even though we cannot see him now.
但是我们却因为信他，有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
But because we believe in him, we have this inexpressible joy in our heart.
当我们早晨来到这位尊贵的救主面前。
When we come to this great Savior.
当我们在这里唱 Majesty, 我们向他举手的时候。
When we lift our hands and sing Majesty to him.
我们的心真是被荣耀充满。
Our hearts are filled with glory.
这么荣耀的君王。
Such glorious King.
宇宙因着他一句话而被创造出来。
The whole universe was created just by his word.
他居然悦纳我们对他的赞美。
But yet he accepts our praises.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
是的从此以后我们的心没有别的主
Yes, from now on, we have no other master.
我们愿意 give our life to him.
Well,
我们愿意把我们的一生都来归给他
We're willing to give all our life to him.
啊，今天我们实在是一个大喜的日子啊
Today is such a great joyful day.
啊，我想你们在过去这几年里面从来没看我讲台戴过红领带。
I guess you have never seen me wearing red tie before.
我只有参加婚礼的时候才戴红领带。
I only wear red ties when I go to wedding.
实在觉得今天实在很喜乐，就把红领带穿起来了。
But today is such a joyful day, so I wear red tie.
哎呦，我们今天有14个弟兄姊妹要受浸归入主的名下。
Because today 14 brothers and sisters will be baptized into Christ's name.
我们都为他们欢喜快乐。
We'll all rejoice for them.
这真是一个 wonderful day.
It's such a wonderful day.
这是神为我们所定的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
虽然今天早晨我们的题目是讲受浸。
Even though today our theme, our message is baptism.
但这个题目不是光只是为了这十四位弟兄姊妹。
But this sermon is not just for those brothers and sisters.
为着我们在座每一位的。
But for every one of us.
对这十四位来说，今天是他们要受浸的日子。
For those 14, today is their day of getting baptized.
对我们所有已经受浸的人。
But for us who have been baptized before.
今天是我们的 anniversary.
Today is our anniversary.
当我们婚姻很快乐很幸福的时候
When our marriage was good,
你每一次讲起你们当初的约会跟婚礼的时候一定都很喜乐的
Every time if you mention about the dates, you will all be very happy.
弟兄姊妹虽然我已经受浸超过30年
Even though it was 30 years ago that I got baptized.
但是受浸给我带来的祝福和好处我到今天还在享受
But today I'm still enjoying the blessings from baptism.
那个受浸属灵的意义和能力我今天还在支持
And today I'm still withdrawing from the power and the spiritual significance of baptism.
所以受浸不是一件事情完了就完了。
So it's not just an event in the past.
弟兄姊妹，它带给我们的祝福是一生之久。
But the blessing will last our lifetime.
前面还有好几个位置，请你们坐到前面来。
There's some empty seats in the front. Please come over.
第三排、第一排、右边第一排都有位置。对我来说今天更喜乐因为很少第一排坐人的
Now I'm even happier because usually the first rows are empty
每次你们坐到后面我就觉得你们不喜欢听我讲道
If you sit in the back then I feel you don't like to hear me
所以今天前面也有人我好好讲
Now I will deliver a good message
好我们现在来读几处的圣经
Let's read some scriptures
马太福音28章
Matthew chapter 28
请招待拿三四本圣经到前面来，好吧？谢谢。马太福音二十八章是新约圣经的44页。
Matthew chapter 28。
我们请从18节一直读到20节。
Let's read from verse 18 through 20。
我们请一起来读。耶稣近前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了请我们特别注意到19节有一个所以
Let's pay special attention to verse 19. Therefore,
表示前面有一个很重要的原因，所以底下有所以。
That means there's a very important cause, That's why we have therefore.
主说要叫我们奉主的名给这些人施浸。
The Lord says, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
因为天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我。
Because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
弟兄姊妹，我们所信的主是那位荣耀的神。
The Lord that we believe is the glorious God.
当他来到地上的时候，他成为人的样子来到地上。
When he came to the world, he became a man.
他原本就是坐宝座的一位。
But he was the one that on the throne.
但是他为了爱我们的缘故，他抛弃了宝座，他来到地上。
Because of his love for us, he deserted his and came to the world.
完全成为人的样子。
He became a man.
他在地上面对撒旦一切的试探和诱惑。
And he faced all the temptations of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣一路得胜。
But yet he was victorious to the end.
从来没有一切，没有一件事情上他失败过。
He never failed, not a bit.
所以当他在十字架上说成了的时候。
So when he said it's all finished on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣得胜了。
Jesus was victorious.
当他从死里面复活，
when he was resurrected,
他借着死败坏了当时权的魔鬼，
through death he destroyed the power of death.
他重新升到天上去，
he ascended into heaven again.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候天上地上的权柄都在他的手中。
At that time he was holding all authorities on heaven and on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来说是一件大喜的消息。
And this is a great news for us.
他原本就是做王的。
He was the king.
弟兄姊妹，从前有人讲了一个故事啊。
There was a story before.
说到有一个国王愿意把他的王位传下来。
That a king was willing to pass on and his throne.
在古代王位相传都是传给自己的长子。
And in that, at that time, the custom was to give to his heir, his firstborn.
这个王子他是一个非常杰出的王子。
And this prince was a very outstanding one.
自己为了要让百姓心服口服。
In order that all the people would agree.
自己就愿意要求父王对百姓们宣告，他愿意有一个比武的比赛，跟其他的比赛。
And this princess asked the king that he's willing to enter a contest.
谁赢我谁做宝座。
And then the winner would take the throne.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做撇下他原本当得的宝座。
This way he deserted his original privilege.
当他凭着他自己真实的功夫重新回到宝座去的时候。
So when he once again entered the throne by his own might.
所有的都伏在他的脚下，心服口服。
And everyone agreed.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣原本就是在宝座上的。
And our Lord Jesus was on the throne.
他来到地上，他得胜。
He came to this world and overcame.
重新回到天上。
So when he went returned back to the throne.
他是带着人性回到宝座上去。
He went back to the throne with human nature.
撒旦心服口服。
And Satan had nothing to say.
对我们今天这些做人的人。
For us men.
对我们来说是一个何等的把握。
This is such a great assurance.
一个人有一天我们都可以进到天上去。
Because man can enter into heaven.
因为主耶稣为我们赢了这条路。
Because Jesus has won the way.
主耶稣为我们赢回了人身上所有的权柄。
He has won back all the authorities of a man.
所以他要叫我们受浸。
So that we need to be baptized.
有份于他的尊贵。
We can partake his glory.
让我们有份于他所得到的权柄。
And we can partake in his authority.
让我们在地上能够享受一切属灵的祝福。
And we can enjoy all the spiritual blessings in this world.
马可福音十六章十六节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
我想我都念着就好了。
I'll read to you.
耶稣圣经上告诉我们说，信而受洗的必然得救。
The Bible tells us, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
我们要跟这位伟大的神有关系，我们必须信他。
If we want to have a relationship with this great God, we have to believe in him.
叫我们得到永远的生命。
Faith gives us eternal life.
信心叫我们得到完全的赦免。
Faith gives us complete forgiveness.
我们在主的面前接受耶稣的宝血和救赎。
When we accept Jesus' blood and His salvation,
让我们都重生得救。
We will be born again.
但是圣经上说，信而受洗必然得救。
But yet the Bible tells us, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
我们不仅仅生命需要得救。
Not only that our life needs to be saved.
我们的生活也需要得救。
But our living also needs to be saved.
所以当我们相信耶稣，接受他做救主的时候，
so when we accept Jesus as our Savior,
我们就重生，我们就得到了新生命。
We're born again and we receive a new life.
但是借着受浸，
but through baptism,
叫我们在世界里面，在我们的生活中也能够得胜。
That we can also through in our living be victorious and overcoming.
所以这是一个完全的得救。
So this is a complete salvation.
好像我要走一步路的时候，我需要左脚跨一步，右脚跨一步，这是完全的一步。
Just like when I say I take a step, actually both my feet have to move.
所以信而受浸就得救了。
It's like you believe and then you get baptized.
就是我整个跨过的那个分别的界限。
And that means I cross over the boundary.
所以我们不要脚踏两条船。
So that's not just step on two boats.
一只脚借着信心已经跨进了天堂。
We have one foot that's already in heaven.
另外一只脚我们还在地上享受。
But the other foot is still in the world.
所以信而受洗的必然得救。
So the Bible tells us whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
所以这是太重要的事情，弟兄姊妹。
Very important, brothers and sisters.
我们信耶稣不是只是为了要进天堂，买个进天堂的门票。
Believing in Jesus is not to purchase a ticket to heaven.
永生从我们今天就开始。Eternal
life starts from now.
神永远的祝福，我们今天就开始享受。We
can start enjoying the eternal blessing from God.
要能够经历完全的救恩，信跟受尽必须要做。
In order to enjoy the complete salvation, we need to believe and get baptized.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
新约圣经 165页。
Acts chapter
2. 第二章 37节。
Verse 37.
38节。
And 38.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”好，这一次在这里，那一天彼得起来传道的时候。
That day when Peter raised up to preach.
许多人觉得很感动，话语扎心。
Many people were touched and they felt a cut in their hearts.
他们说，那我们该做什么？
So they asked Peter, what should we do?
他在这里说，你们要悔改。
Peter says, repent.
然后奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
悔改，叫我们的罪得到赦免。
Repent so that our sins can be forgiven.
借着我们的受洗，让我们在这里领受所应许的圣灵。
Through baptism, we will receive the Spirit that's promised.
因为一切旧造都埋葬，我们在基督里面开始了一个新的生活。
So the old creation will be buried, and we will start a new life.
我们翻过来一页啊，41节。
Let's read verse 41, the same chapter, Acts chapter 2, verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约先了3000人。
Added to their number that day.
弟兄姊妹，那一天受洗的就3000个人。
That day, 3,000 were baptized.
我们今天14个，但是感谢主。
Today we have 14. Thank you.
每一个都是宝贝的。
Everyone is very precious.
好，我们再来读受浸很重要的意义，在罗马书第6章。
Let's also look at the significance of baptism. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
215页。 215页
Romans chapter 6
我们请读第6章3到5节
Let's read verses 3 through 5
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式 基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样我们若是他死的形状上与他联合也要在他复活的形状上与他联合好第三节在这里保罗用一个很强的字告诉我们
Here Paul really emphasized in verse
3岂不知
He says don't you know
这是告诉我们受浸的意义，怎么会不知道这么重要的受浸的意义啊
？He's emphasizing, how can you not know the significance of baptism?
他说，我们受浸归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死。
He says, all of us who are baptized into Christ were baptized into His death.
这是一个手续。
And this is a procedure.
叫我们死不是目的啊。
The purpose is not for us to die.
那目的是什么呢？
What's the purpose?
叫我们一举一动有新生的样式
so that we may live a new life
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样
just like Christ was raised through the glory of the Father
所以我今天虽然穿着红领带来了
even though I wear a red tie
但是我也必须告诉你们一件很实在的事情
but I have to tell you a truth
我今天不是来参加婚礼的
I'm not here for a wedding
我今天是来参加葬礼
I'm attending a funeral.
因为受浸是跟主一同埋葬。
Because to be baptized is to be baptized into His death.
所以你们知不知道，你们今天这几个受浸的，今天都要被埋掉。
Do you know that you're all going to be buried today?
把我们所有旧造的生命旧有的一切都买掉。
So that all our creation, all our natural life will be buried.
把你放到水里面去，是保持把你给埋了。
When you are put into the water, you are being buried.
不是今天热让你上去凉快一下。
Not because today is hot and you get a shower.
更不是一个基督教的一个仪式。
And it's not just a Christian ceremony.
我们是借着这一个举动，表示把你给埋了。
Through this act, we symbolize you are being buried.
从此你在这个世界上消失了。
So that from now on you disappear from this world.
你的历史不在了。
And your history is gone.
你的关系断掉了。
And all your relations are gone.
你所有旧造的生命都被埋掉了。
And your old self is buried.
你的毛病、你的罪，通通埋掉了。
All of your weaknesses, your sins are buried.
一切都埋掉。
Everything.
弟兄姊妹，人埋了，没有人出来，对不对？
And you know, nobody has come out of the grave when
能够从死亡、从土里面起来的。只有耶稣基督复活的生命可以做到这件事。
Only the resurrection life of Christ can come back from death.
所以当我们从水里面把你再举起来的时候，
So when we raise you from the water again,
弟兄姊妹，表示活着的不再是我们。
That means it's no longer us.
乃是基督耶稣在我里面活着。
But Christ that lives in us.
所以我们一举一动就有一个新生的样式。
So that we will live a new life.
因为我们里面有一个新的生命。
Because we have a new life in us.
什么样子的生命过什么样子的生活。
Your living will manifest the life in you.
我原来的生命是一个充满了脾气、充满了嫉妒、充满了贪心、充满了各样不好的事情。
If our old life was full of malice and envy and every all kinds of sinful natures.
当它埋掉以后。
When it's buried.
他再也不巴结我。
It will no longer bother us.
当我在从水里面起来的时候。
When we come up from the water.
我得了一个 brand new life, 一个全新的生命。
We receive a brand new life.
所以我的生活、我的性情、我的喜好、我的价值观念， everything 都不一样。
So our living and our value system and everything, our habits will all be different.
甚至不一样到一个地步，它是我们一举一动都不一样。
And to a point that we live a completely brand new life.
都有一个新生的样子。
A new life.
从前人家一跟我讲话不清楚，孩子们喜欢蹦一下，对不对？ Okay. 很多小孩子都这样子，很喜欢这个动作。
A lot of kids like to do this to their parents.
反正你在从水里面起来，这个走出来，这个我还把你扶起来，没有扶好，你蹦一下，台下弄出。
I hope you don't do that when I raise you from the water. Don't do this to me.
我就把你再塞回去。
Then I'll put you back to water again.
起来一举一动要有新生的样子。
After you come out of the water, you will have a new life.
里面一个新的生命。
Because you have new life in you.
一只鸡的生命活出来就是鸡的样子。
If you have a chicken's life, then you will live like a chicken.
你再怎么教它游泳，它不会游的。
It's useless to teach a chicken to swim.
一只鸭就是鸭的生命。
If you are a duck, then it's a life of duck.
他一看到水就晃晃晃就下去了。
And they can just enjoy the water.
他喜欢的不得了。
It likes it.
不同的生命过不同的生活。
Our life depends on the life in us.
所以受浸很重要的意义就是把我们埋掉。
The very important significance of baptism is to bury us.
这是一个过程。
And this is a procedure, a process.
结果是叫我们一举一动有新生的样子。
The result is that we can live a new life.
因为我们里面有一个新的生命。
Because in us there's a new life.
好，我们请再看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
264页。
Galatians chapter 3.
26节。
Verse 26.
到27节啊。
And 27.
对不起，我们读到28节，对，26节到28节。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是替代基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们好，这样子好了啊。那在这里告诉我们，借着信耶稣基督，我们都成为神的儿子。
It says through faith in Christ, we all become sons of God.
然后我们借着受浸，我们就披戴基督。
And now through baptism, we clothe ourselves with Christ.
啊，人在看见我们的时候，我们外面是披着基督的。
So when people see us, they see the Christ that we have put on.
指的什么呢？我们里面有基督的生命就是生命。
That means inside we have the life of Christ in us.
我们外面有像基督的美德被人看见彰显出来。
Outwardly we should have the virtues of Christ and it will be manifested.
另外在这里也讲到借着受浸。
And also through baptism.
让我们除去一切人跟人之间任何的隔阂。
And all the divisions among people will be gone.
不管是犹太人或是希利尼人，希利尼人就是希腊人。
Either Jews or Greek.
对当时的犹太人来说，他们就是一个外邦人的一个代表。
Because Greek represent all the Gentiles.
犹太人是种族自尊到了极点的，他们觉得除了他们以外，所有其他的人都是猪，都是狗。
And we all know that Jews they're very big on racism.
他们不跟外邦人来往。
They don't deal with Gentiles.
因为他们觉得他们是 God's chosen people, 是神的选民。
Because they think they themselves are God's chosen people.
但圣经神在这里纠正他们。
But yet, God is correcting them here.
接着受浸，所有的这些都要除掉。
It says through baptism, all the divisions will be gone.
不管是主人，是自主的，是为奴的。
Either slaves or free.
不管是男，不管是女。
Male or female.
在基督里面，我们都成为一个。
In Christ, we all have become one.
还不是说我们在基督里面都平等。
It doesn't say that in Christ we are all equal.
在基督里面，我们就是一个。
In Christ, we are one.
我跟我的 Michael 弟兄就是一个。
And Michael, brother Michael and I are one.
我常常做的一个比喻就是，我不是说 Michael 像一个25 cents 的一个 quarter 一个硬币。
I often use the example. I don't mean that brother Michael was like a quarter.
例如说1966年做的。
Or maybe he was made in 1969.
我口袋也有一个1966年做的一个 quarter.
And I actually have a quarter made in 1966.
这样子不过说我们两个有相同的。Quarter 就是了。
But that only represents that we have the same type of quarters.
但是却不是同一个 quarter.
But they're not one quarter.
圣经上在这里讲到的基督的身体是一个。
But the Bible tells us there's one body of Christ.
你就是我，我就是你。
You are I and I am you.
借着受浸，我们都归到这个身体的里面。
Through baptism, we're all baptized into this one body.
所以在哥林多前书12:13，我们没有空去读。他说我们借的是受浸，就都进到一个身体里面了。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says through baptism we're all baptized into one body.
好，我们的圣经就读到这了。
This concludes our scripture reading.
其实我觉得我已经讲完了。
I think I have finished my sermon.
因为姊妹受浸太重要。
Baptism is so important.
所以我们千万不要觉得这不过就是基督徒的一个仪式。
So let's not think this is just a ceremony at church.
因为很多人都说我只要信就好了，我为什么一定要有外面的仪式？
Many people claim that as long as I believe, why do I care about this outward ceremony?
弟兄姊妹，虽然是好像外面有一个仪式在那里，
even though it looks like a ceremony,
但是它的意义远超过外面的仪式。
But it bears great significance.
也就跟两个人一男一女彼此相爱。
Just like two people, they love each other.
你说我们相爱就好了，干嘛要结婚？多一个仪式呢？
And then the couple may say, as long as we love each other, why do we get married?
弟兄姊妹，那一个婚礼的仪式不是只是一个仪式。
The wedding is not just a ceremony.
我们那一天在众人的面前向众人宣告我们要结为夫妻。
That day they announced to the public that they love each other and they want to become husband and wife.
那是一个公开的见证。
And that is an open testimony
to the public. 那是一个明确的 commitment, 一个许身。
And that is a clear commitment.
从此我属于你，你属于我。
From now on, you belong to me and I belong to you.
从此我有权利享受你，你有责任，我也有责任来保护你。
From now on, we have the privilege and the responsibility to each other.
差点讲成我有权利享受你，你有责任保护我。太自私了。弟兄姊妹，它远超过外面的婚礼。
So this is much more than the outward ceremony.
对，今天我们要来讲到受浸。
So today when we talk about baptism.
一方面神要求我们受浸。
On one hand, it's the requirement of God.
也就是一个归给他的一个明确的一个行动跟献身。
Because this is an act of offering.
另外呢，对人来说也是一个极其重要的一件事情。
And to us men, it's also very important.
要路走得好。受浸的意义我们一生都在用的。
If you want to walk on this heavenly way well, you have to get this blessing from God.
我刚才跟弟兄姊妹讲，虽然我信受浸已经超过30年，我随时都还在用受浸带给我的祝福。
Even though I've been baptized for 30 years, I still enjoy the blessings from baptism.
在提多书3那边告诉我们，我们不用看。
In Titus chapter 3,
他说我们借着重生的洗，
it says through the washing of rivers,
借着圣灵的更新,
and through the renewal of the Holy Spirit,
借着这两件事情,
through these two things,
好让我们可以带着盼望来承受永远的生命,
that we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
所以在我们的一生的里面,
so throughout our life,
受洗的意义和圣灵的更新都帮助我们不断地来得到更丰盛的生命。
The washing of the rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit kept on helping us to receive the spiritual blessings from God.
好，我们所以我们要来看受浸，受浸最重要的，我把它归纳成为两个简单的意义。
I categorize the significance of baptism into two.
那第一件事情讲到这是一个见证。
First, it is a testimony.
这是一个宣告。
It's an announcement.
来告诉所有的人。
It's an announcement to the world.
告诉撒旦。
And to Satan.
也告诉神。
And also to God.
从此以后，我归到你的名下来。
From now on, I'm baptized into your name.
所以当你结婚那天的时候，也是一个宣告，对不对？
It's the same as the announcement you made at the wedding.
本人名花有主了，不要再来找我麻烦。
And now I belong to someone else. Please don't come to bother me anymore.
所以我们做见证也是向世人说，我今天不一样了，我变成神的儿女。
So through baptism, we announce that now I am a child of God.
所以我很高兴，我们中间有人受浸的，请了这么多朋友来看。
I'm so happy that you invite your friends to come to watch your baptism.
在朋友面前做见证，他死了。
So we testify to our friends, I'm dead.
所以以后三缺一的时候不要打电话给我。
So from now on, don't bother me with gambling.
那个人不见了。
Because that person's gone.
这是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
这是一个宣告。
This is an announcement.
所以哥罗西书一章十三节告诉我们。
So Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 tells us.
就是我们被脱离了黑暗的权势
that we are rescued from the dominion of darkness
我们被迁到了爱子的国里面
and we moved into the kingdom of the beloved son
原来我们没有信的时候我们是在仇敌的辖制底下
before we were under the dominion of darkness
那今天我们被迁到了爱子的国里
now we're being moved into the kingdom of beloved son
一个范围境界的转换
so our dominion is changed
我们成为光明之子
we become the sons of light
我们活在神的光中
and we live under the light of God
我们愿意向世人做这个见证
and we're willing to make this announcement
我们也是对撒旦讲
but also telling Satan
你没有资格再来 bother 我
you have no right to bother me anymore
从此以后我是属于基督的
from now on I belong to Jesus
我们也更是在爱的里面对主对神说
We're also telling God in our love.
从此以后，我的心全属于你，对不对？刚
才
我们唱的。
My heart belongs to you.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
就
是讲到境界和范围、地位的转换。
So this is the transition of position and a realm.
脱离了黑暗的权势。
We left the dominion of darkness.
我们被迁到爱子的国。
And we've been moved into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
在这个境界的里面，满了爱，满了光，满了生命。
In this realm, there's full of love and light and life.
这个好几年以前，这个柏林围墙还存在的时候
，Several years ago when the wall, the Berlin wall still existed.
那很多东柏林的人想尽办法想要突破那个墙。
But many people from the east side trying to escape.
听说在柏林围墙存在的这四十年里面，有过大概五六千个人试着想要冲过来。
We heard that about five or 6,000 people tried to escape jump on.The wall during the 40 years.
只有200个人成功过。
And only 200 succeeded.
有一次有一个人趁着那个士兵不注意的时候，全一直往那个围墙开始冲。
It was one time a person just dashed through when the guard was not paying attention.
等到那个东德的士兵发现要开枪的时候，他已经一下子翻过墙，然后整个人累昏了，倒在地上，整个人昏过去。
When the soldier was about to shot him, he already jumped over the wall, but then he passed out.
但是当一过了那个墙的时候，他进到了一个另外新的境界。
Once he jumped over the wall, he entered into a different realm.
那是一个不同的范围，一个不同的境界。
It's a completely different realm.
小小的一墙之隔。
It's just a small wall.
当他在这个墙之前的时候，连士兵都可以给他开枪的。
When he was on the other side of the wall, he could be shot.
但是当他一跨过那条线的时候，所有的枪必须止住。
But when he crossed over the wall, all the guns have to to stop.
我们看报纸都知道，这个东德的人很失望，觉得西德也不过如此，现在对不对？
But now we all know that people from East Germany, the East Berlin, were kind of disappointed because they thought, oh, the West Germany is just like this. There's no big deal.
所以地上的这个不同的这个境界还算不了什么。
So it's really no big deal in this world, the different realms in this world.
属灵上真是不同啊。
But yet, in the spiritual realm, it makes a great difference.
圣经上告诉我们说全地都黑暗。
The Bible tells us the whole world is dark.
看那黑暗遮盖大地。
Behold, darkness covered the world.
它就幽暗遮盖万民。
Covers all the nations.
这是一个黑暗越来越深的时代。
This age is getting darker and darker. 你不要说那种晚上夜里面见不得人的那些勾心斗角，或是那些淫乱的事情。 Night.
就连我们平常生活的范围里面,
even in our daily lives,
人心都开始变,
people's hearts are changing.
当我们回到台湾去, 看见人都追求股票, 追求金钱,
when we went back to Taiwan, we see everyone was pursuing money.
我们在中国大陆的时候, 不久前去, 也发现大家也越来越开始追求这些,
and we found the same scenario in China also. People are pursuing money.
用尽方法要多赚点钱。
They try all means to make more money.
我去了几次中国大陆, 这次终于有机会到了长城去。
This is the first time I went to the Great Wall in China.
那天我们三个同工, 去看见那个, 这个什么, 长城刀削面还是什么, 写7块钱人民币。
That day we went to a noodle shop and then they were selling us $7 per bowl.
所以我们就进去坐下来吃了。
So we went in and
一坐进去, 他来收钱, 他是一个人10块钱。
But when the bill came, the person said, the owner says, $10 per person.
我们说你墙壁上那么大的一个字写7块钱。
But we say, but you put on the wall, the sign says $7.
他说那7块钱是给小孩子吃的。
But the store owner said, that's for the kids.
外面没有一个字写小孩子吃。
But then they didn't mention that anywhere.
那你没办法，你只好给他10块钱。
But then you have no other way, you have to pay.
然后到了江南区呢, 他们告诉我说这个任何一片CD, 光碟片。
Okay, when I went to the Shanghai, and they say the CD.
不管是 Office 97, Windows 98, 不管什么 software, 任何一片8块人民币。
And they say, it doesn't matter if it's Office 98 or whatever Microsoft CD, it's $8 per CD.
要不要买几张啊?
Would you like to get some?
弟兄姊妹,你知道我去年暑假回台湾, 这个狠下心来花了400多块美金, 买了Office 97。
You know, and last year when I went back to Taiwan, I spent $400 American to buy Office 97.
不是我有钱。
It's not because I'm rich.
因为服饰上需要用，我必须买，但是400多块美金跟1块美金，你怎么比？
But then, you know, in China, the same thing was being sold for $1 American.
他就问我要不要买，我说我不会买的。
So when I was solicited, I said, no, I wouldn't buy it.
就算我没有 Office 97, 我也不会买。
Even if I don't have it, I wouldn't buy it.
弟兄姊妹，神今天在我们的身上, 他把我们带到他的范围里面去。
Because today God has moved us into His realm.
因为在这个世界里面这样子的事情司空见惯。
Because in this world, what I just mentioned is probably very common.
但是我们看见多少神的儿女们，当他们信了耶稣，归给耶稣。
But we have seen so many brothers and sisters once they believe in Christ.
他们生命起了何等奇妙的转变。
There's a significant change in their life.
那黑暗变为光明。
They have changed from darkness to light.
我这是在北京碰到一个姊妹，我们碰到一个姊妹姓何。
This time we met a sister Ho.
那她是学 accounting.
And she's studying accounting.
那么她在这个，其实现在在国内很多人待业，工作不是很好找。
Actually, in China there are a lot of unemployment.
所以呢，她自己成了基督徒以后。
So after she became Christian.
她就辞掉她的工作，因为她没有办法做假账。
She resigned from job because she could not make fraud on her book.
结果她开始找工作的时候，她发现这么困难，因为她一跟别人面谈，她就直接说，她说我是基督徒，我绝不做假账。
So she encountered such great difficulty searching for job because every time I interview, she says, I will not make fraud on my book.
所以每次当她这样讲的时候，人家就会跟她说门就在那边，或是说谢谢你。
So whenever she mentioned this, and then people would just show her the doors out.
所以她找得很辛苦，很辛苦。
So she has such hard time finding a job.
偶尔会有一个工作说，我们不做假账的，进来吧。
Occasionally there will be a company that says, oh, we don't make fraud on our books, come over.
那我猜因为人家不晓得他是不是政府派来的，所以就雇了他以后呢，过一段时间发现他不是，还是叫他做假账。
Well, probably, but then after she worked for a while, then they start asking her to make frauds.
当老板一叫她做假账的时候，她就跟老板提出辞呈。她说：“对不起，我必须辞呈。”
So whenever her boss asks her to make frauds on the books, then she will have to resign.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚信主的姊妹。
And you know she was just newly saved.
所以她遭受了很多的为难。
And she has such difficulty.
所以她来到教会也请教弟兄姊妹，我们到底该怎么办，在这样的一个世界中。
So she came and consulted brothers and sisters what she should do.
弟兄姊妹为她祷告。
And brothers and sisters pray for her.
我们神儿女们是为着神站住。
Because we stand firm for God.
弟兄姊妹过了不久，她后来找到一个外商投资的公司啊。
So then later she found a job that was invested by the foreign merchants.
那真正不需要做假账，她很高兴。
And she could just be honest at her job, and she's very grateful.
她被请进去的时候是被请进去当会计部的主任。
And when she was hired, she was actually a manager in the department.
当她一进去的时候，很多人就嫉妒她，排挤她。
And when she started her job, many people envied her.
因为觉得她是一个直升机空降部队，他们在里面做了这么久还没升到主任，她进来就当主任。
Because she was a manager hired from outside, she was not promoted from inside.
所以他们跟她不合作，找她麻烦。
So people did not want to cooperate with her.
那么在她一天上班的上任的时候，公司就会请他们。就请这个新的主任帮他摆一桌，大家一起出去庆祝吃饭。
So on her first day of work, the company had a luncheon to welcome her.
他第一天就在众人的面前跟他们说他是基督徒，当众谢饭祷告。
So that day she announced that on the first day, first lunch, she announced she was Christian and she said grace.
然后他开始了一段很辛苦的路程，因为别人排挤他。
And there on she started a very difficult journey because people were envy her.
那么到了年底公司发红利的时候
，at the year end bonus time.
那一年公司的这个红利不错，所以他是主任，他负责来发他这个组里面的人。
And then since she was the manager, she was responsible to distribute the bonus.
他就把他的同事都叫来。
So she called all the people working in her department.
他说因为我刚到这个单位不久。
And she says because I just newly started my job.
然后我还没有到一整年。
Not even a year yet.
他说，所以我自己觉得我不应该来拿这个红利。
So I feel I'm not qualified to receive this bonus.
所以我把我所有的红利都分给你。
So I'll distribute my portion to all of you.
他自己一毛钱都没拿。
And she did not even take a penny.
那一天，所有的同事全部大受感动。
And that day, that moved every single one of her coworkers.
他们说，天上哪里有这样子的人？
And she says, and then they didn't think there would be such person exist in this world.
每一个当领导的，他负责控制这个红利，他自己都留最多的。
Because according to their experience, all their leaders would keep the most money.
一毛钱不留给了他们。
But she didn't keep any penny. She distributed
all. 从此以后，她所有的同事态度完全改观。
From there on, all their attitudes changed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们受浸归入基督的时候
，So when we are baptized into Christ,
它不是只是外面的一个仪式。
It's not just an outward ceremony.
讲到我们被主带到一个新的境界。
Because we're being brought to a new realm in Christ.
如果有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
Anyone who is in Christ, he's a new creation.
New creation 是这个地上没有。
The creation that doesn't exist in this world.
不认识神的人就说这些人是神经病，这些人有问题。
People who don't know God would say they're crazy lunatics.
但是在我们里面，因为有个新的生命。
But because there's a new life in us.
但是因为我们被神带到了一个新的境界。
And also we're being brought one level higher.
我们里面有新的倾向，新的标准。
We have new standards and we have new inclination.
弟兄姊妹和朋友们，这都不是我们原来的自己。
This is not our old self.
也不是我们今天骄傲，我们比别人高了一等。
We're not bragging that we're better than others.
我们都是罪人。
We're all sinners.
我们都是污秽的罪人。
We're all filthy sinners.
而是因为耶稣爱我们，把一个全新的生命给了我们。
But Jesus loves us. He gives us a new life.
所以当我们受浸归入他底下的时候
，So when we're baptized into His name,
我们不仅仅在这里承认我得了新生命。
Not only we admit that we have a new life.
我愿意把我的余生奉献在这个新生命的手上。
We're also willing to offer Him our new life.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做一个见证。
And that is a testimony.
从此以后，我归入主的名下。
From now on, I belong to Jesus.
不仅仅是一个范围的移转。
Not just we are transferred from to a different dominion.
也是一个主权的移转。
It is also our rule.
说到我们属于基督啊。
That we belong to Jesus.
我们从此归到圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。
From now on, we belong to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个芝加哥公牛队的这个Michael Jordan 不打了啊。
After Michael Jordan resigned from Chicago Rams,
所以他们很多的明星都散掉了，对不对
？So all their a lot of players left also.
那个 Pippen 卖到 Houston 去了。
Pippen went to Houston.
不是 Pippen. I don't know. 卖到 Houston 去，我今年一个球赛都没看到。
This year I didn't watch any game.
他被卖到 Houston 去了。
And he was
sold to Houston?
So
his ownership was changed.
所以当他在球场上打球，他每进一分不是给公牛的，是给Houston的。
So every time he scores, he didn't score for the Rams, but for Houston.
那弟兄姊妹，我们从今以后，我们的主权属于基督的。From
now on, our ownership belongs to Jesus.
我们在地上所有的生活，我们的主权归给了基督。So
everything we do belongs to Jesus.
你会说，我才不要归给他，我要自己管。You
say I rather belong to myself. I don't want to be ruled by him.
所有的人都有主人。But
everyone has a master.
不是撒旦就是神。If
you don't belong to Satan, you belong to God.
不管你知道也好，不知道也好。Whether
you know it or not.
不管你承认也好，不承认也好。Whether
you admit it or not.
不管我们经历到了没有，没有经历到。Whether
you experience it or not.
撒旦借着钱财，借着情欲，借着各样的事情，在这里奴隶人。Satan
is slaving us, ruling us through pleasures, through money.
一个人只有一个主人。Everyone
has only one
master. 不是侍奉神，就是侍奉马门。You
either serve God or you serve money.
所以你也许不承认你有在侍奉别人，但是弟兄姊妹或者朋友们，
you might not admit that you're serving others.
我们永远都在侍奉其中的一个。We're
always serving one of them.
所以借着受浸，我说我愿意归入圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。So
through baptism, I announce that I'm willing to belong to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到受浸的见证和宣告。And
that is the testimony and the announcement of baptism.
说到我们归给了基督了。That
we belong to Jesus.
那底下第二个最重要的意思讲到联合。The
second most important significance is the unity, the union.
讲到我们期待基督。
That we are clothed with Jesus.
因为我们里面生命上跟他联合。Because
we're united with him in our life.
所以我们外面的生活也就期待着基督像主自己的。So
that we clothe ourselves outwardly with Christ, we'll be like Christ.
所以他说一举一动有新生的样式。So
that we may live a new life.
以弗所书第四章说到我们要脱去旧人，然后穿上新人。Ephesians
chapter 4 says we will put down the new self and put on a new self.
所以我刚刚一开始的时候说到今天的聚会其实是一个安息聚会。So
today the meeting is actually a funeral.
把众人都埋葬了。That
we bury everyone.
然后我们从此以后活着的不再是我们。So
it is no longer I that live.
其实你们不要觉得我讲这么不好听的话。Don't
think that I'm saying something so unlucky.
在你们这么喜乐的事情里面在这讲埋葬埋葬埋葬。
Don't think that, oh, this is such a joyful day and you keep on talking about funeral and burial.
我比另外一个传道人好多了，你知道吗？
You know, I'm actually better than another pastor.
他有一次在他们那个村庄里面，有人帮家人订棺材订太早了，结果那个病人又好了，所以棺材没用。
In the pastor's village, there was one time the family prepared the coffin too early and then the patient actually was recovered and he didn't need a coffin.
那天教会有受浸聚会，他就把人家的棺材借来放在教会讲台前面。And
that day they had a baptismal meeting at church, so he just borrowed the coffin and put on the podium.
然后请那天要受浸的弟兄姊妹一个一个到前面来瞻仰仪容。
And that and then he asked all the brothers and sisters who will be baptized will come over and behold the coffin.
因为他在里面放了一面镜子。
Because he put a piece of mirror inside the coffin, so everyone who looked at it, it was like beholding the last look of the dead.
所以不管谁受浸走过来，往里面一看，原来我躺在里面。
So whoever is getting baptized will see himself in the coffin.
今天准备要被埋的。And
then they are getting ready to be buried.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，埋葬是受浸里面很重要的一个意义。This
is a very important significance.
今天要完全了了，完全解决。Today
all things are done with, all dealt with.
所以你还有什么东西很想玩，很舍不得的，最好受浸前赶快玩玩。So
anything that you are not willing to give up, but you still want to play hard before you get baptized.
今天都要被埋掉的。Because
everything would be buried.
就宋尚杰有一次讲到，他口袋里面放了三件宝贝东西。One
time, Dr. Song, when he was delivering a message, there were three things in his pocket.
他讲到一半，他就从口袋拿起一个小小的棺材。So
one time, he brought a very small coffin from his pocket.
那个棺材的盖子是活动的。
And then the cover is automatic, it can be opened.
他说宋尚杰又活了。
And he says, Dr. Song is alive.
然后马上就嘣把他关起来。
And then he closed the coffin cover.
他说因为宋尚杰已经跟主死了，不应该起来的。
And he says, because I am already dead with Christ, I shouldn't rise again.
所以他用一个小小的棺材常常提醒自己，我已经跟基督死了。
So he used this a small coffin to often remind himself that he is dead with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，在客观的道理上面，我们容易接受这样子的一个教导，知道我死了。
Objectively, it's easy for us to accept that we are dead.
但是在主观上，我们麻烦就是我们进了棺材，常常跑出来的。
But yet, subjectively, we often come out of the coffin.
那个盖子一天到晚起来的。
We often just open the cover.
所以你不能借着一个棺材天天那样开啊关啊去提醒自己，对不对
？So you can't use a coffin to remind you all the time.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们却要常常提醒自己，我受尽是我已经跟基督已经死了，已经埋了。
But yet, we really need to remind ourselves often that through baptism, I'm dead with Christ.
死是一个最大的释放，在基督里的啊，大家不要误会了。
Because in Christ, death is the greatest relief and release.
因为海明威也写了一本书，叫做《无后死亡》。
Hemingway also wrote a book on Death Afternoon.
他说人生的痛苦根本没有 solution。
He says there's no solution to human pain in
the world. 死亡是最好的解决方法。
And death
我绝对不是海明威，你们不要听了。
And death is the best solution. I'm not Hemingway.
所以他因为他最后他自己也自杀死了，对不对
？We all know that he died he killed himself.
但是我现在讲的是说在基督里的死。
But yet I'm talking about the death in Christ.
这是一个最大的释放。
This is the greatest freedom release.
这是一个最大的了结。
This is the greatest ending.
这是一个最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing also.
好，弟兄姊妹，在基督里面，我们跟基督一同死。
Because in Christ we die with Him.
我们从死里面起来的。
When we come out,
就不再是我们。
It is no longer us.
基督在我们里面活。
Christ that lives in us.
所以我们每一次去参加受浸聚会
Every time we attend a baptismal meeting,
每一次我们听见受浸的信息
Every time we hear the messages about baptism,
我希望对我们都是一个更深的提醒
We hope that it always reminds us
要知道我已经死了
That we are dead
真死了
Really dead
就脱离了所有的搅扰
We're free from all bothers
真死了
We really dead
脱离了一切劳苦愁烦
And we're free from all worries
真死了
When we are really dead, 脱
离了一切罪恶、钱财、世界的诱惑和捆绑。
We're free from all the temptations and bondage of money and passions and pleasures.
所以主是借着死在这里释放我们。
So through death, we are freed by God.
所以在旧约圣经里面有三个预表，就说到用埋葬去解决旧照。
So in the Old Testament, God used three things to typify baptism.
一个是我们最近读的挪亚方舟，洪水临到全地。
The first one is the Noah's Ark and the flood.
彼得后书告诉我们的预表，这个水所表明的敬礼，表示受敬。
Peter tells us the flood symbolized the baptism.
表示整个世界在神的眼中是一个旧的世界，神要通通除掉。
Because all the world is the old creation, and God wants to bury it.
格林多前书十章告诉我们，神的百姓在云里海里受洗归到摩西。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2 says.People were baptized into Moses in cloud and in sea.
说到百姓过红海，预表受浸。
It talks about the Israelites when they crossed the Red Sea, they were baptized.
因为当初这一条红海是两个界限。
Because the Red Sea was the border.
一边是说到埃及，我们在那里受苦，被仇敌辖制。
One side was Egypt, where we were slaves.
但是另外一面说到神给我们的释放，要带我们进迦南美地。
And on the other side was the promised land that God wants to free us to go to.
当我们过红海的时候
So when we cross the Red Sea,
表示整个世界在我们身上的捆绑跟仇敌在我们身上那个要压迫逼迫的那个权势通通解决
That means all the ruling powers of the world and enemies are done with.
一面讲到这个物质钱财这些世界的诱惑在我们身上神要为我们断掉
On one hand, God will cut off all the temptations from the world and money.
那另外一面说到仇敌在我们身上的攻击逼迫神要把它除掉
On the other hand God will free us from all the attacks of the enemy
所以法老和他的追兵那天全部被埋葬在红海的里面
So Pharaoh and all his armies were buried in the Red Sea
好，我想从国内来的比较少有这样子的问题那在台湾有很多人身上都挂着一些那个庙里面去求福得到的一些符咒和一些牌子在身上。
A lot of people from Taiwan would know that people often in Taiwan wear some symbols that they get from the temples of idols.
其实常常带着这些东西，仇敌的权势跟着在他的身上。
Actually, if you wear something from the idols, then the power of idol will be on you.
常常都是先好，然后后来在我们在人身上有一些很强的瑕疵工作。
They often, at the beginning, they will bless you, and then later on, they will just rule over you and control
your life.
We know of one sister, she had something that she was not willing to give up.
她很亲爱的家人送给她, 她舍不得丢掉。
Because it was a gift from her family,
and she didn't want to throw away.
But she has a problem, she often has very scary nightmares.
几乎一两天就有这样噩梦吓到，是非常可怕的噩梦。
About once every day or every 2 days, she will wake up from the nightmares.
有一天她鼓足勇气跟我们讲,
and one day she came to us.
那天晚上我跟念慈跟她说，你愿不愿意把她交出来？
That night, Nancy and I asked her, are you willing to give up that thing?
她说她愿意舍得交出来，但是她不敢处理它。
She said she's willing, but she dare not handle it.
我就给我们。
So I asked that thing from her.
奉主的名祷告，我们把它给烧掉。
In the Lord's name, we burn it.
第二天早上碰到她，她说她昨天晚上睡得简直是好得不得了，从来没有这样子过。
The next morning, she told us she had such great sleep the night before.
而以后这些问题没有来搅扰她。
And she was no longer bothered.
另外一个弟兄也是类似的情形。
There was another brother who was in the similar situation.
他常常听见声音在这里告诉他该做这个该做那个。
He often hear voices telling him to do this or that.
真正连开车都能够告诉他说你应该要娶谁做你的太太。
Even when he was driving, he would hear this voice telling him, he should marry some girl.
他能够从镜子里面看见那个人的样子。
And he could actually see the girl's image in the mirror.
他能够在睡觉的时候自己的灵魂出窍飘起来到客厅去看报纸去。
And during his sleep, his spirit can rise up and go to the living room to read the newspaper.
回来以后第二天早上跑过去看，果然报纸上写的就是这些东西。
And in the next morning, he will go to the living room and find the newspaper.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌在人的身上各式各样的权势。
All kinds of ruling powers of the enemy.
里面有不肯饶恕人的苦毒，也是仇敌的权势。
If you hold grudges or hatred, that's also the power of Satan.
里面对诱惑、钱财没有办法抗拒。
And if you are powerless when facing temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们进到水里面，主为我们要断开一切的锁链。
When we go into the water, God will free us from all this.
所有埃及的追兵在红海的里面埋掉了。
All the armies that's pursuing us will be buried in the Red Sea.
我们可以奉主的名夸胜。
So that we can proclaim our victory in the name of Jesus.
第三个预表过约旦河。
The third type was to cross the Jordan River.
预表我这个人也被埋了。
That means my old self is also buried.
整个世界被埋了。
The whole world is buried.
这个世界是一个倒闭的银行，主叫我们不要再存钱进去了。
The world is like a bankrupt bank. God says, don't put any more of your investment in there.
整个仇敌的权势被埋在水里面。
The power of the enemy is being buried.
弟兄姊妹，连我们这个人，旧人也要埋在水里面。
Even us, the old self, would be buried.
所以这是讲到与主同死。
And that is to die with Christ.
然后我们要一同复活。
Then we will be resurrected with him.
然后我们复活以后，一举一动能够有新生的样子。
And after we are resurrected, we will be like him and have a new life.
不仅仅这样子，我们被摆在一个基督的身体里面。
Not only so, we are also put into one body of Christ.
我们不是一个。
We are all one.
彼此切实相爱。
So we shall love one another.
我们彼此扶持。
We'll support one another.
我们彼此供应。
We'll supply one another.
我们彼此保护。
Protect one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们都在基督的身体里。
Because we're all in the body of Christ.
主耶稣是我们的头。
Jesus Christ is our head.
我们是他的身体。
And we are his body.
元首一切的丰富和恩典都要流到我们。
All the abundance of the head will flow into us.
从此以后，我们属于他。
From now on, we belong to him.
从此以后，他负我们的责任。
From now on, he's responsible for us.
从此以后，他来带领我们。
And he will lead us.
从此以后，他在我们身上有主权。
And he will own us.
弟兄姊妹，那是太神圣的一件事了。
So holy and sacred.
所以实在不是只是外面的仪式。
So this is not just an outward ceremony.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都在主的面前感谢主。
Let's all thank him.
所以受浸的时机和条件。
About the timing and the qualification of being baptized.
你不要说我圣经没有读完一遍不敢受浸。
Don't say that. I haven't read the Bible once, so I'm not qualified to be baptized.
你不要说我很少来教会，我才来过几次，我不敢受浸。
Or say, oh, I've only been to church several times. I'm not qualified.
受浸的条件只有一个。
There's only one qualification.
我们真正相信主重生得救的人都该受浸。
If we believe in Christ and we are born again, we shall be baptized.
只要我们真正里面有主的生命，因着重生得救，有了主的生命，就该受浸。
As long as we receive in faith the life of Christ, we shall be baptized.
所以在圣经里面好多的例子，当场听完，3000个人受浸。
So in many examples in the Bible, people were baptized the moment they believed.
使徒行传八章太 菲利跟太监走一走，当场看见水，就是我们在这里受浸有何妨呢？当场受浸。
Acts chapter 8, Philip was talking to this eunuch, and then the eunuch asked to be baptized the moment he believed.
使徒行传十六章，保罗跟那个观察的禁足传了福音以后，当夜就为他们施浸。
In Acts chapter 16, Paul baptized the jailer the same night that they believed in Christ.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹，如果你已经重生的，就还没有受浸的。今天看完以后能够尽快决定受浸。
So I hope brothers and sisters who have believed that you will make your decision soon.
你就算到了水池旁边决定要下来， you are welcome.
You're welcome to change your mind even up to the pool.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不仅仅为这14个人我们欢喜快乐，
We're not only rejoicing for these 14 brothers and sisters.
我们也要为着自己曾经受过浸感谢主。
We also should thank the Lord because we were baptized.
我们到今天还可以借着受浸来提醒我们，我已经跟基督同钉十字架，一同埋葬。
Today we can still be reminded that we have been dead, we have been buried with Christ.
我们不是在凭着自己去挣扎去得胜。
So it's no longer I that struggle to overcome.
主耶稣在我里面。
Christ is in me.
他替我死。
He died for me.
他要替我活。
And he will also live for me.
让我一举一动有新生的样子。
So that we may live a new life.
让我整个人生被牵到一个新的境界。
So that my whole life is being transferred into a new realm.
让我整个人有一个新的主。
That I have a new master.
让我整个人生的价值被提升到尊贵的价值。
So that my value is very, very holy and profound.
我结束的时候讲一个小小的见证。
Before closing, I will give you a testimony.
好几年以前我听我父亲在讲台上讲的。
I heard from my father several years ago.
我忘了打电话先问问有没有 copyright.
I forgot to get copyright from my dad.
我记得我父亲以前讲说，在山东有一个人叫做李正山。
There was a person in Shandong named 李正山。
他是一个土匪头子。
And he was the head of a bandit.
做了很多的坏事。
He committed many, many crimes.
带了很多的喽啰做很多的坏事。
And he had many, many followers too.
后来人家讲到李正山，就说李正山镇山东。
So people were scared of him, and he was very famous in the district.
所以他有一次呢，他带着几个喽啰呢，在一个河边，正好有基督徒有一个帐篷的聚会，在里面聚会。
One time, he and his followers passed by the tent of a Christian meeting.
所以他叫他几个喽啰到后面去，准备把里面人赶出来。他站在门口里面，站在那个大门口，拿着大刀，准备来一个砍一个。
And then he asked his followers to block all the exits.And he was holding a big knife. He was ready to kill everyone who comes out.
那天神的手一下子领到他。
That day, the hand of God touched him.
突然一下子眼睛完全看不到。
He became blind all of a sudden.
一直叫人家帮助他。
So he cried out for help.
然后大声叫，然后里面的人就出来了。
So he cried out, and people came out.
所以他到传道人的面前，他在主的面前悔改。
And he repented before the pastor.
传道人也为他祷告。
And the pastor prayed for him.
弟兄姊妹，他那一天在主面前痛哭悔改，他得救了。
That day he wept and repented, and he was saved.
他从前因为无恶不作，成为一个这样子的一个土匪。
Before he was a criminal.
他把他的父亲活活就气死。
And then he made his father so angry to death.
所以他的妈妈非常的伤心，一直不肯承认他有这个儿子。
So his mother was so sorrowful that she would not admit that she has this son.
所以当他信主以后，他就回到他妈妈家门外跪着。
So after he became a Christian, he went back to his mother's house and knelt outside of the house.
他昼夜跪在那里求他妈妈的饶恕。
Day and night he was kneeling there asking for his mother's forgiveness.
我已经忘了他跪多久了。
I forgot how long he did that.
但是后来他的母亲原谅了他。
Finally, his mother forgave him.
弟兄姊妹，这个人后来成为一个传道人，他到处为主传福音。
Later on, he became a minister and he preached gospel.
他常常传福音的时候，传到全身都是汗，真的是整个心、整个力量摆进去。
He often preached gospel so hard that he was sweat all over.
他后来改他的名字。
And he changed his name.
他心里面被主的爱折服，他真想爱主，他真是爱主。
Because he was overpowered by the love of God, he wanted to love God so much.
他不好意思起名叫李爱主，他觉得他自己不配。
And he thought he was not qualified to call himself loving the Lord.
所以他给自己取个名字叫李被爱，是吧？
So he said he changed his name to being loved.
我印象中听到我父亲说，我父亲还听过他讲道讲到的是全身大汗，真的是全力在这里希望人悔改接受耶稣。
And my father heard him preach before, and he always preached so hard.
因为只有耶稣能够改变我们。
because only Jesus can change them.
只有耶稣能够让我们进到一个新的境界。
Only Jesus can bring us into a new realm.
只有基督能够提升我们整个人的价值。
Only Jesus can elevate us and give us value of life.
从一个杀人，连母亲都不肯认的这样子的一个人，而被提升到这么有价值的一个人生。
Even a murderer that's disowned by his mother can be elevated and be so valuable in the kingdom of God.
我们感谢主。
We praise God.
主耶稣的今天的救恩还在这里。
The salvation of God is still here.
那我们可以归给他。
So that we can belong to Him.
那我们可以享受他。
We can enjoy Him.
我们在唱刚才306首，我们只唱第一节。
Let's sing the hymn of 306 and just the first stanza.
唱完以后，我们副歌再多唱一次。诗歌306首。
Hymn 306.
来，这活着为耶稣。